This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. The television cop drama The Shield returns tonight on the FX cable channel for its fourth season. And there's a new cast member, veteran actress Glenn Close. Here's Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Glenn Close has played a wide variety of characters, but she is best known for some of her most villainous ones, like the homicidal paramour in Fatal Attraction, or the Machiavellian Countess of Dangerous Liaisons. But Close isn't a complete stranger to television, either. She won an Emmy in 1995 for a TV movie, and was nominated last year for Showtime's adaptation of Shakespeare's The Lion in Winter. Switching mediums, especially acting in a weekly TV series, may be seen as slumming it to some in Hollywood. But Close was seduced by The Shield's narrative.
It was so the furthest thing from my mind. And then I watched a lot of the first year and was hooked, you know, immediately. Because, I mean, they said their mandate was to have authentic storytelling. And I really think they've achieved that.
Close depicts Detective Monica Rawlings, the new precinct commander for an inner-city Los Angeles police force. Detective Rawlings has to rein in the renegade elements of an out-of-control precinct. Here's Close reprimanding the series' star detective, played by Michael Chiklis.
Seems to me like you're looking for a way out.
I don't want out.
Acevedo's letter means that no other unit's going to hire you. I'm stuck with you. I was thinking of putting you back into play, but now...
S.H.I.E.L.D. producers capitalize on Close's talents. At first, her character is less volatile than your vintage Glenn Close performance. But beneath her cool exterior, there are hints of a storm about to break. To play a streetwise detective, Close turned to the real thing for inspiration. She sought the advice of a New York Police Department deputy inspector by the name of Teresa Shortell. Close wasn't looking to just get a feel for her detective skills. It was Shortell's experience as a woman on the force that informed the part.
I mean, the one thing she told me that stuck in my mind, and I didn't really kind of understand it, when she said the hardest thing about the job is being a woman and not letting it matter. And funnily enough, even though this is just a role that I'm playing, I really understood from the first day walking into the show what that meant. It's about taking command and let the chips fall as they may. And if somebody has a problem that you're a woman, that's their problem. And hopefully if you can work it out. If you can't work it out, then they have to be transferred somewhere else.
I think The Shield will get a much-needed ratings boost from recruiting Glenn Close for the cast. The series saw its viewership take a noticeable dip after three seasons on the air. And that's a shame, because this is truly one of television's very best series. Close feels The Shield is an important show because it dramatizes what it's like to fight crime in some of the worst urban areas imaginable.
I think it's very important, actually, at this time in our, you know, in our history, in our culture, to have a show that basically tells it like it is, because they do tell it like it is. I mean, the truth about the crime that you see in The Shield, it happens so often and it's so prevalent that it's not even in the newspapers anymore. And there are people caught in terrible cycles of abuse, of poverty, that no one's doing anything about.
Who knows? An actress of Close's caliber willing to take on the weekly grind could inspire others to take the jump. Television should be so lucky.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter. The new season of The Shield debuts tonight on the cable channel FX.